one's got a little bit of color. It's got a flaxy mane and tail. He's short-backed. He's pretty small. Have to be a little gentle with him.
Cody Ryan, a soft-spoken horseman from Clifton, is more at ease with horses than with people.
The bay is very good-minded. He just wants to be your friend. He just wants to buddy up and go along.
Ryan is one of six horse trainers participating in the inaugural Meeker Mustang Makeover, which began at the Meeker Fairgrounds on June 1st and ends with a show and auction at the Meeker Classic Sheepdog Championship Trials in early September. The brainchild of local rancher Deirdre McNabb, the Meeker Mustang Makeover is not affiliated with the Extreme Mustang Makeover, hosted by the Mustang Heritage Foundation annually at sites across the country. But it's the same idea. Trainers draw lots to see which Mustang they'll work with. They have 100 days to get the horse in riding shape before the auction. McNabb's inspiration for the event comes from Marguerite Henry's classic novel Misty of Chincoteague, about the ponies of Assateague and Chincoteague Islands on the East Coast.
I've never forgotten that story, how they really had to address the overpopulation on the island of the wild ponies and how they swim them across. And it's been a situation where they've taken lemons, if you will, and made it into lemonade.
According to Chincoteague.com, the event, now in its 94th year, controls the size of the herd and benefits the local fire department. Thousands of spectators attend from around the country.
It helps the fire department. It's a great economic driver for the town, and it seemed it might be a way to give these horses a second chance of a productive and healthy life.
She'd like to see the same thing happen in Meeker.
There's so much knowledge in this community and care for the land and pride for the heritage that it's been wonderful to see the different people who have come forward to help.
One of those people is Melissa Kendall, longtime range specialist for the Bureau of Land Management's White River Field Office in Meeker. The BLM oversees the Piance East Douglas Herd Management Area, which is where the makeover Mustangs come from. Kendall says the six horses chosen for the makeover probably came off an area near Cathedral Creek, south of Rangeley.
These horses were gathered in 2017 because they were outside of the Piance East Douglas Herd Management Area, and there were issues with private landowners.
They are what the BLM calls trespass horses because they wandered outside herd management area boundaries. By law, the BLM must round them up if requested by the landowner.
Who are they drawing for first?
Well, Paige was here first.
I think Paige should draw for, do it by order of arrival.
Okay.
Do you think that's fair?
I think that's fair.
Cody Ryan and trainer Paige Burnham, also from the Clifton area, were the first to draw their lots out of a cowboy hat. Both had already sized up the Mustangs. Ryan had his favorite, but Burnham was trying to keep an open mind.
I really like this group of six horses. I think they all look really nice, and I picked out my favorite thing on each horse so that going into it I have a positive. Oh, I got the horse with a really pretty mane, or I like this horse's hip, or whatever, so that there's like a positive thing that I can have with that horse right when I find out that I get it.
Burnham is participating in the Meeker event to test her skills as a horse person and her training abilities. She said working with a Mustang is different but fun.
Wild horses, they're untouched, and so when you work with them, you start at the very beginning, which in some ways is nice because you don't have to question what their training was before or what their experiences have been.
It can also be more challenging.
Before you can train them at all, they have to be in like a spot of like emotional security. They can't feel like you're threatening them, because if they feel threatened, they're not gonna be able to be worked with.
How do you get a wild horse to trust you?
A lot of work in the beginning, just spending a lot of time with them, making sure that like you're the one feeding them and taking care of them, and then just hanging out with them in their pen, getting to know them and letting them get to know you and stuff.
Hanging out. How do you hang out with a wild horse in a pen?
Yeah, so you can go in their pen and just, you know, you can just sit there and read and talk to them, or study, do schoolwork in their pen while they're hanging out, and just sit there quietly and let them look at you and get to know you from a distance before you start trying to approach them.
Burnham also wants people to understand Mustangs better, so more will be adopted. One of the most contentious issues facing the BLM's Wild Horse and Burro program is the number of animals in holding facilities around the country. Mustangs and burros rounded up but not adopted end up in off-range corrals or pastures for the rest of their natural lives. Agency figures show over 47,000 Mustangs are in captivity, costing about $80 million a year to maintain. After their horses were loaded into trailers, the clock started for Cody Ryan and Paige Burnham. They'll show the Mustangs 100 days from now, and maybe someone will buy them. In the grand scheme of things, the Meeker event might not look like much of a solution to the BLM's Mustang holding problem, but for the trainers, gentling and training a wild horse is one way of making a difference. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.